السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، إن شاء الله today we'll continue again in reflecting and discussing the one of the names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's name, inshaAllah, is Al-Baqi, Al-Baqi. And again, the word, we can find a word that is could be close to being equivalent to it in English, but it does not do any much service to the meaning of the word. The closest one would be the everlasting. The everlasting. The one that lasts. Okay? The one that's here after everything is gone. Okay? But that does not mean, the everlasting does not mean that. But al-baqi means this. It means that what is tabaqqa or baqa is when something is gone, something stays. That which stays called Baqi. Okay? So that is the essence of this word. Okay? That you differentiate between things. Okay? Because Baqi is the opposite of Fani. Baqi is the one that would last. Fani, the one that would go away. Okay? So this name has this essence in it. The essence of staying and lasting. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he left one day, he had a sheep that was slaughtered and asked Aisha radiallahu anha to take care of it, meaning to give to the needy. And at the end of the day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home and asked Aisha radiallahu anha what happened with the sheep. She said, all of it is gone, and tabaqqa al-katif. Tabaqqa, meaning what stays, is the shoulder. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love the shoulder of the sheep. That is the part he would like to eat. So she left for him that part. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, no. The shoulder is gone, and the rest of it, baqiyat. This is the rest of it stayed. The rest of the sheep stayed, meaning what seems to be gone, actually it stayed, and what seems to be stayed actually is gone. Okay. Because the deed itself, in the way of Allah, it what stays, but that which you consume. You consume it, it's gone away. And inshallah, maybe you'll get reward of you know, eating it properly and so forth and saying Bismillah and so forth. But that is the essence of this word. Okay? So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. That الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ بَاقِيَات from baqi, that which stays. الصَّالِحَات, the righteous, the good deeds. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, better with your Lord. ثَوَابًا, reward. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا, and it is the best of ثَوَاب, of reward, and the best of أَمَل. أَمَل is hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Pharaoh wanted to punish the magicians, after they made sujood to Allah, and they said, "Amanna bi Rabbi Musa wa Haruna wa Musa." Amanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. Surah Taha. What did the Pharaoh say? "Amantum bihi qabla an adhana lakum." Did you submit to him before I permit you, before I give you permission to do so? And then he promised that he's going to do punish them. لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I would go in to cut your hands and your arms and your legs from opposite directions. وَلِأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. And I would cross, put you and crucify you on the trunk of the palm trees. Okay? وَلَتَعْلَمَنَّ مَنْ أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبَقَى. And he said, and you'll know who is the mighty of punishment and would last. Okay? So what did they say? They say, أقضي ما أنت قاض. أقضي ما أنت قاض. Do whatever you want to do. Okay? So, أقضي ما أنت قاض إنما تفني هذه الحياة الدنيا. Now, what is the word? إنما. Okay. الحياة الدنيا. إنما تفني الحياة الدنيا. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. That is the point I'm bringing. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. This dunya is gone, and Allah is better and will stay. وَأَبْقَى. By the way, in the Quran, there is no attribute as al-baqi. It did not come as the word al-baqi, but it came from the root of al-baqa in different forms of the word. خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. أَبَقَى, the one who will stay. Okay? So we in our lives, we deal with things that will stay as things and things that will go away. Okay? So when we die, there are our deeds that will stay and will come to with us into the grave. And everything else will not come with us, so it will not stay with us. The wealth is gone. The wife or the husband is gone. The children are gone. Okay. The one who will receive his book on the right hand, he will say, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiyah." Here, come and see. Come and read my book. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. I was sure that I was going to meet my judgment. Okay. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةٍ. Okay. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَضِيَةٍ. So he is in a life that is pleasing. Okay. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In a garden, in a jannah that is high. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. And the fruit of which is close to him. Okay. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Okay. كُلُوا eat, وَاشْرَبُوا drink, هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. And eat and drink, and it is a reward of what you have done in the days that passed, meaning in the life of dunya. The other one will say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَةً. I wish that I've never received my book. ولا أدري ما حسابيه. And I wish I would never knew what my judgment is. Okay? So, نعم. I wish it was death. يا ليتها كانت القاضية. حلك عني مالية. ها؟ حلك عني سلطانية. ما أغنى عني مالية. نعم. حلك عني سلطانية. Halaka anni, that means halaka means gone, destroyed, and gone completely. So what is gone? Sultaniya, my power, my do, you know, saying people do this and do that. My kingdom, my authority, my ownership, it is gone. So that is what is gone. And ما أغنى عني مالية. And my wealth did not help me in any. My wealth did not help me any. So the wealth is gone. Okay, he's at that moment receiving the book in his left hand. So the deed that stayed with him, the deed that take him into punishment. So all deeds stays, good and bad. But now the deed when he received it in his left hand, now deeds are bad, and what stays is bad, and all that which he thought that it will stay is gone. Okay, his ownership, his mulk, his sultan, his control is gone. His wealth is gone. What he thought he had authority with in this life and had some kind of a help through in this life, he did not relate it to Allah. He related to himself, he related to the money, he related to his eloquence, he related to whatever it is. So, and that is gone. But also he has something that will stay, and still the deeds. So good or bad as a person, one will have that which stays with them, good or bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a beginning and does not have an end. The concept of beginning and end started when Allah created the heavens and the earth. When Allah initiated the creation, with it, the idea of initiation of the idea of beginning and end was there. So we are all in this life moving forward in time. We are all at the same time moving forward in time. We are working, being active, doing things, eating, drinking, everything that we are doing in this life, getting busy with this and that, but something is happening to us at the same time. We are moving forward in time. And that path that each one of us moving forward in has a point that has an end. That time has an end. And the end of each one's time is different than the other. And we don't know when that time will end. But we definitely know that we are moving very rapidly toward that end. Isn't this amazing? Imagine that. You are moving in time forward. Every day that you live, every minute, every second you live, that's it, it's gone. It's not coming back. You are closer to the end of your time than before. The end of this halaqah, you'll be closer to the end of your time than before. And on and on. And we don't know how close we are or how far we are from the end of our time. Okay? And only Allah knows this. And we will get there. So on this path, we need to be ready at any time to meet that end of time, of our time, of our life. And this whole earth is moving as well to an end of its time. Okay? وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And the skies and the heavens and so forth, we created with power, with our hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are expanding it. Meaning it's a constant movement. The whole universe in a constant movement, constant expansion. And you read it with a continuous sense. وَإِنَّ لَمُوسِعُونَ. And we are expanding it with ing at the end. Okay, expanding it. Okay, so it's a constant movement. And that movement has an end. It has an end. It's moving to a time where only Allah knows. No one knows except Allah that is the end of it. So when we reach the end of our time, okay, and we'll be moving into an area there, Hayatul Barzakh, the life of Barzakh, that life, the time between this life and the time of the end of time, all of it, is very short. Very, very short. Okay? يَوْمَ يَقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا إِلَّا يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ يَقْسُمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةِ. Okay? The day when the hour is here, the criminals will swear that they only been here for an hour. When the hour means the day of judgment is here, those who are wrongdoers will swear, مَا لَبِثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةِ. they spend only an hour. That is the difference between the end of their time in death and the end of the world in a total destruction. An hour. Okay? So now, what we need to carry with us here, something that we're going to take with us, but we want to be pleased with that which we are going to take with us. Now, so we are moving toward that appointed time of each one of us, death. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that does not, Allah does not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in His creation. Allah is not in His creation. So the system that Allah created does not restrict Allah. Allah is not in it. Allah above His creation. So we move to an appointed time. Allah does not move to any time. See? Allah does not move to any time. Time does not contain Allah or constrain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah above His time or the time that He created. Okay? When we are moving in time to get to the end of our time, we are constantly changing. Every second we're getting older, our physique, if you will, and in chemistry, in ability, in everything, we're getting older every second. Everything is changing in us and outside of us when we are moving forward in time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not befitting Allah that would be any change come to Allah. Allah does not change. Okay? So Allah is not in a time and does not have a beginning and does not have an end. So He is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abqa. He is the one who will last. So when our time ends, the time of the earth will end and nothing will be here. لمن الملك اليوم, to whom mulk belongs today, لله الواحد القهار, to Allah, the one that the compeller of everything. Okay, so a time will come that Allah will be there alone again, and then He will bring back, not initiate now, no, bring back the creation. So at that moment, we will be in a life that is different. The life that we will be in, it is also a life that will stay. Tabqa. The life that will come, it will stay. So it will have no end. So the life we will be in, inshallah, in Jannah, you will not be moving forward in time in it. See? Because when you move forward in time, the time has an end in this life. But in Jannah, you will not be moving forward in time to have a beginning and an end in it. No, there is no end. So the whole concept of living there is completely different. And since you do not move forward in time, you do not change either. So you do not get older. And you do not die. So therefore, you do not need have a need to consume that which keeps you in existence. So everything, يَبْقَى in Jannah. So you will enter it 33 years old, and that's how you're going to stay. You will enter it healthy, and that's how you're going to stay. You will enter it alive, and this is how you're going to stay. So everything in it will stay as it is. It's not going to change and move forward in time and change in that process. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khayrun wa abqa. Allah is better and the best, better than anything. And abqa, now we're going to go the word everlasting. But everlasting is, as a word, is again, it does not give that power of abqa or al-baqi. So, in this life, everything that we do and everything that we say and everything that we interact with and manipulate and think and feel and so forth, we have to look at it as you put it in a category, something that would last. Well, it will last, but something that you would like to last with you in the grave, or you don't want it to last with you in the grave. And once you think this way, then you will be able to adjust everything in your life. Okay? So, the word that you're going to say to someone, if this word, you want to take it with you in the grave or not? If not, don't say it. Okay? The action you're about to do is an action you want to take with you in the grave or not? If not, don't do it. The life of this world, okay, if you take it as something very precious and important to you, you will not deal in a way that is very wise, because you're dealing with something, you put importance on it, and you know that is will not stay, it will go away. So you put all your eggs in that basket, it's gone. It is gone. You should not put eggs in that basket, period. Rather, don't look down on this world, but look at it in a way that it is a fertile ground, that in it you can put seeds that you want to harvest in the day of judgment. That's what it is. So it is important. This life is important. This life is precious, yes. Why? Because it is the ground that you till in it the seeds for the hereafter. You look at it this way. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ In that, those who would like to compete should compete. Compete who's going to put the seeds of khayr, the goodness, the seeds of goodness. Who's going to go forward and compete with his brother in doing the good things. Okay? So the competition in this life to do good for the hereafter, not a competition in life itself. So rather than you have this life in your heart, you have it in your hand. In your hand, okay? As one said, I think Ali radiallahu anhu said that he who serves this life, it will abuse him. And he who uses it, it will serve him. Okay? This life. If you serve it, it will abuse you. You'll become its servant. It will become your master. But when you use it, you take it in your hand and you use it, okay? Then it will serve you. You are in control of it. You're not submitting to it. You are submitting to Allah, using this life as a means to be able to do good and to get the best mark possible in the hereafter. That's how we use in this life. So use it as something that would yabqa, will stay. Rather than take it in your heart and you know once you go away, you will go away as well. Or once you go away, it will stay for a period of time. So there is no other option. You're either going to leave things or things are going to leave you in this life. And there is no other option. Once you go in the grave, all your deeds will go in with you. That is the reality. Okay? So, in our life now, we said we are going moving forward in time all the time until an appointed time for each individual when his time ends. You're going on a highway of time. You cannot help but go. You cannot push the brake and say, I'm going to stop here. No, you are growing older every second. And you're going to get to your destination and you don't know when it is. You're moving forward in time. But there are certain things that does not change while you are moving forward in time. Okay, life, everything in it changes. Allah created it with the component of change. However, there are things in it that is absolute and does not change, which is al-haq, the absolute truth, the absolute reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq. So you connect yourself with the absolute reality and you will last in Jannah, inshallah. Okay, so you constantly looking and that which is changing and that which is constantly changing and that which is constant in truth, always truth, always absolute. So when you hold on to the absolute, that is when you are moving forward in time to the end of your time with comfort. You hold on to that which changes all the time. You're moving also to the end, to the point of the end of your time. You cannot help but to go there, but in a way of misery in this life and the hereafter as well. And this is the choice that we make. We're going to submit and surrender to Allah according to what Allah tells us, or we're going to lead our life according to our whims and desires, that which changes. Okay? So, what is our share in this name? Because remember, we have a share in the names and attributes of Allah because Allah created us and give us His name, part of His names and attributes. So that which will stay an absolute, we need to work with. We need to propagate. We need to give it to others. We need to be aware of it and make other people aware of it. That which is absolute, that which is good, that which will stay, that which will be lasting with us, that which yabqa ma'ana, with us, we should stick with it, propagate it, and make sure that we live in it and through it. Okay? Again, the idea of al-baqi, and that which lasts. You want to eat. There are things that are haram and things that are halal, things that are prohibited and things that are good to eat. So everything is gone, and what would last? What was ma yabqa is the halal. You want to have a relationship. All the relationship are haram. But then you would have a wife. And that is yabqa. That's what stays. Okay? And on and on and on in our lives. Okay? You make these choices. You find choices that everything is going. Okay? But that which lasts is the halal. That which Allah tells us to have. Okay? You know, you... And these choices that we make, it is not difficult to make. It's not difficult to see what the right choice is, but sometimes difficult to make. You would know what choice would you should do, okay? But then you have to get yourself to do so, okay? And that is what we are created for, to make the right choice. Once we make the right choice that pleases Allah, then we are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way to worship Allah is to do things that Allah is pleased with. And this is a definition of what an act of worship is. Every action that Allah is pleased with is an act of worship. An act of worship. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, yabqa, will stay with you. Okay? And everything that Allah is pleased with, you will be pleased with in the grave and in standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment and going on the sirat over the path over the hellfire and in front of the door of Jannah and into Jannah with that which stays, that which al-baqiyatu salihat, the everlasting of those deeds that last. That is salihat, they're good, and it will stay. And some also scholars say al-baqiyat salihat is also the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will stay as well. Inshallah, do you have a microphone, inshallah? Okay. So, Brother Lu'ay is back. We have mentioned him many times when he was not here. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khair al-anbiya wal-mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. From the same thoughts, I was listening to Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen. Mm-hmm. So he's reflecting on definition of zahid and wara'. And it's beautiful. He said that the difference between zahid and wara', and I don't know how to translate it in English except, you know, the wara', the one who is fearing Allah, or let's say, you know, have taqwa, aware of Allah. Uh-huh. And the zahid, he is also the one who is fearing Allah, but he's a one step above the wara'. And he said the difference between them, why the zahid is better than the wara', he said that the wara', he will not do anything will harm him in the hereafter. So anything will harm you in the hereafter, you stay away from it. That this is harm, it's gonna harm me in the hereafter, I'm not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. That's the wara'. The zahid, he will not do anything not benefiting him in the hereafter. So he will not do anything. There is no benefit from it in the hereafter, he will not do it. So what's the difference between this and that? The difference it's in the middle, which is anything does not harm nor benefit you. So if there is something harmful, something benefit, and something neither harm nor benefit, the wara', he will do it. Because there is no harm in the hereafter,
المباحات.
And there is no benefit in the hereafter nor harm, so the wara' does not mind to do it, you know. But the zahid, because if there is no benefit in the hereafter, he will stay away from it. Mm. And it's very fine, you know, beautiful. I don't know if we could give an example so to make it easier to understand. Playing chess, for example.
Yes.
Is not gonna harm you in the hereafter. Allahu a'lam, is not gonna harm you in the hereafter. So the wara', maybe he will play chess. You know, there is no harm for playing chess, for example. Allahu a'lam, he will do it, the wara'. But the zahid, he will not do it because there is no benefit from it in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. So he will not do it, period. I mean, the example come to my mind. So, and you to add to your speech that what we need to be aware about the deeds we are taking with us to the hereafter. And at least we have to be in the wara' side, you know, mm-hmm. at least yeah. to try to be away from the things does not harm us in the hereafter when we take it with us. And if we can, you know, really be in the zahid side, where we do things only benefit us in the hereafter, and that's a high level of, you know, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do things will last for us and benefit us in the hereafter. Allahu alam.
Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You beautifully explained the concept of time moving forward in this world, and
yeah,
it'll be constant in Jannah hereafter. It'll be constant both in hell and Jannah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, the feelings will be there, like there'll be pain in hell and pleasure in Jannah. What other feelings, I mean, if you compare to this life, I mean, you said you won't need to consume anything. Is there any depth in that? We won't be eating there or stuff like that.
They will be eating where?
In will be hungry or not? Or
in hellfire?
Hellfire or Jannah?
No, Jannah, you will not be hungry.
So there won't be
Because hunger is a bother.
Yeah.
Hunger is a bother. Okay? And hunger is for your existence. But you're not going to have the fear of death, so you're not going to die. Neither are you going to have any bother, okay? But eating will be there for the pleasure. Yes.
You will be hungry and healthy.
Yes. And thirsty. Yes. So they will say, those in hellfire, to the angel of hell, of the keeper of hellfire, Malik, لَقْدِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. Malik, ask Allah to finish us off. Okay? But they will not neither live nor die. meaning neither live meaning live a life that is worthy to be living, nor they will die. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. He will not die in it, nor he will be living. ولا يعد بالله. In hellfire, yes. Yes. شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم. The شجرة الزقوم, the شجرة of زقوم, the word زقم in Arabic is to have something in your throat that is stuck and gets stuck in your throat. Okay? So شجرة الزقوم, the tree that has in it fruit that if it is eaten it will tear your throat or a person's throat and stuck in his throat. طلعها كرؤوس الشياطين, كرؤوس الشياطين, that the fruit of which is like the head of shaitan. That the fruit of this tree is like a head of shaitan. See how everybody here is like, oh, you know, and that is the beauty of the eloquence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this description with. Allah describes in that's unseen with something that's unseen. Right? That shajarat al-zaqoom is unseen. You don't know what it is. And you don't know what shaitan is like. Right? So, but that heads of shaitan is something different from each one of, in each one as well's imagination. So in your imagination, that is the ugliest of all ugly things. So Allah describes it as such. And the drink is عصارت أهل النار. The pus, yeah, the pus that comes out of the flesh and the bodies of those in hellfire, that is the liquid that will be there to drink.
Yes.
Constant. Yes.
They will be fed this.
Yes. 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 No. Also, وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ. Right? So far, وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ. كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهِ. When they ask for drink, they will be given water. But water that is boiling, water that will boil and peel their faces. No, it's a hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes. Yes, a hadith that in Suq al-Jannah, in the market of Jannah, where all the believers will be in it, they will be invited to this market, saying, each one will be getting a letter, a message from Allah, من الحي الذي لا يموت إلى الحي الذي لا يموت. From the one who's alive that never dies to the one who is alive and never dies. Okay, because now in Jannah we alive never die. And hadith, a long hadith, but everybody will go and accept the invitation and go, and Allah will appear and they will make sujood, and Allah will tell them, don't make sujood. You have, this is the place of reward, not the place of work. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Dawood alayhi salam to recite, and he will recite. And we will be asked, have you ever heard a better voice? And we will say no. Then Allah will say, no, there is a better voice than this. Alaykum salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Surah Taha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite Surah Taha. And then Allah will ask, have you heard any more beautiful voice than this? And we will say no. And then Allah say there is a better sound and voice than this, and Allah Himself will read Surah Al-Rahman.
about the absolute truth, I envision a way that might really help guide us. So this is like a straight line, a straight path. That
will, like we are walking through this life toward our destiny or our end, and we have the calls that we have to make in life, whether it's saying the haq or the batil, or following which one easier or popular. So we'll be through this straight path, like there will be mountains and valleys and difficulties. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stay with the absolute straight line, which is the truth, you have to go through difficult times, going up the mountains and going through different shrubs or lives, or you can go around the easy way and then move away from the straight path, and then you just pick which way you want to go. But the straight really, it's not clear, so we have really to know our deen to be aware of, to see it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way that I'm thinking of it.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you have pain, that's it. You cannot get rid of it. Another in Quran, the mention of Yom is like a period, not a day.
Yes.
Like say Sitatil Ayam.
Yes.
We think of like, because here the day concept is with the sun related.
Right.
So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's more like a, we don't know it exactly what
a time. A period, yes. Yes. And even in earth, at a certain time, the day, the concept of day will change as well. When a Dajjal will be here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he will stay 40 days. The first day is like a year. The second day is like a month. And the third day is like a week. And the rest are like your days. So it'll be a time when earth, this earth, people will be on it. But the period of the day, it will be equal to a year of our days now.
It's one day.
It's one day.
The solar system will change.
Exactly, yes. Wallahu a'lam. I should not say exactly here. It is al-ghaib. So it seems to be, yes, that the day will, because the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, and how are we going to pray? If it's a day, it's 1 year. How are we going to pray? And then Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, measure it, the measure for it. So just measure, you know, whatever measure that the, how many hours between the prayer and pray five prayers every, what used to be a day.
Scholars took from that now when you are traveling between countries in an airplane,
mm-hmm.
if the prayer did not come, they just don't sit down and don't pray. You know, like 12 hours go by and there's no prayer. And said, okay, Fajr did not come yet.
So yeah.
Yeah.
A few days ago, I was listening to some program of scientific program about speed, and they were talking about the Concorde when it used to fly. It was flying at over the ocean. In a speed that is more than the speed of the rotation of the earth itself at a certain time. Okay? So it throw off time completely, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you don't reach the destination before you take off, then you're okay. By the way, Habibuna is here. Yeah, alhamdulillah. We'll welcome him back. Yeah.
The concept also of al-baqiyat salihat, the things we are going to feel sorry, all of us, inshallah, not feel sorry to the point of going, you know, away from Jannah, but in Jannah, or before we enter Jannah, we're going to feel sorry that we did not do too much of it. Because Allah said that أعظم أكبر درجات وأعظم تفضيلة. So the degrees of heaven, it's so better than this life. You know, you see the richest person here and the poorest one. And Allah saying that the Jannah there, the degrees is so much bigger than what we have in this life. So all of us will say, in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah also confirmed that. In the end of Surah Al-Fajr,
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
No, before it. Anyway, so we all.
يومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يثب عذابه.
Before it, yeah. Just before it. And we will all feel sorry that we did not do enough.
يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي.
أيوة يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. Right. So I wish that I have, you know, put forward to my life better than this. Even the believers, they will say that. So the one who is lucky, who is doing a deed, will last even after he die. So if you leave something behind you, you know, a sadaqa jariya or a knowledge, will be able to benefit from it, or a righteous son who make dua for you, or an institution or something, you know, could give you some deeds until the day of judgment, you will find it there. You will be so happy, because you will be happy in your place in Jannah. Before you get it, you will say, oh, I wish I did this and that. And I will,
yeah, when you enter there, you'll never be sorry about anything.
Yeah, you will,
yes.
Not. You will not. But, but to the point that there's a hadith, they said they look at al-ghuraf, ashab al-ghuraf, the people who have this ghuraf, they look, it's like a star in the sky. They said, who is there in that, you know? Look how far away they are, you know, in the green. So Allahu alam, yani, we have to keep this concept in mind.
Allah said, a Jannah, arduha ka ardi samawati wal ard. A Jannah, yes. So the Jannah, the width of it, not the length, the width of it is equal to the heavens and the earth. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيراً